Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
We head out now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line, and this guy knows the Georgia program and recruiting and everything else better than anybody. It's Rusty Mansell, our guest right now. Rusty, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, man, just pouring a second cup of coffee. My eyes ready to roll.
We've got those Rain and Monster Energy drinks out in the break room.
Trust me. I know. I love those.
Oh, they're fantastic. I just had an orange dreamsicle during the break, so I'm ready to rock and roll. We had a really good discussion talking about the difference between Georgia and Alabama. Is it simple to boil it down to just Nick Saban's better than everybody else?
I think there's a lot to that. I mean, you look at everything that's come and gone through there. The one constant's been Nick Saban. I mean, all these coaches that have come and gone and gone other places, but the one constant's been Nick Saban. And obviously he is the footprint he's put on that program and what he's done, specifically right now, the world I'm in dealing with recruiting, if you go back and look at his 2017 class, this might be the best class in the history of recruiting. I mean, they're going to probably wind up with 9 first rounders. You look at the 4 first-round wide receivers they had last year, Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, Jalen Waddle, and Devontae Smith. How do you cover that in college football? It's 4 first-rounders. And this year, they had 2 first-rounders. And you have another quarterback, oh, by the way, who's going to be a first-rounder. So, Nick Saban is, he's the best coach in college football. He's been doing it a long time. But it's Jimmy's and Joe's. And right now they continue to stockpile those guys and – that offense they had this year was unbelievable to watch. I mean, you couldn't stop it.
I was talking to Joe Hamilton about the game in Ohio State, and he's like, those guys got 5 stars too. I was like, all right. I mean, but Bama, for whatever reason, and I heard Chuck and Chernoff talk about this yesterday, they're like, the receivers and the players at Alabama can do everything. Like, the receivers can run every route of the route tree. And he said, they said 95% of the guys in college football, which I don't agree with, receivers don't have the whole route tree at their disposal. Now, I know you had guys like, I think I heard Texas A&M at one point just had guys line up on one side or the other and stay on that side and run certain routes. But it's about, in me, it's got to be somewhat coaching what they're teaching these kids for sure.
Oh, yeah. You look at what Steve Sarkisian did, especially the other night when everybody really got a chance to watch, when you really watch in detail what he does. I think Ohio State lost way too much on defense to come back this year. Last year they were really, really good with Chase Young and all those guys. But this year it was clearly Alabama. I mean, it was Alabama and everybody else. I mean, you look at it, Georgia was the only team that led them the entire year at the half. It was 24-20. They come out second half. Georgia throws an interception pick on a tip, and it was over. Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle took that game over. No, they beat Texas A&M by 3 touchdowns. I mean, everybody else was playing for second. They were special, great coaching. I go back and talk about that 2019, that 2017 class. I mean, you got Tua Tagovailoa, Mac Jones, Najee Harris, Dylan Moses, all the Jedrick Wills, who was a top 12 pick for the Cleveland Browns last year. I mean, and there's still guys left in that class. I mean, and it's not just one class specific. It just tells you they just had the number one class this year that might be one of the best ever again. So they've got guys coming, and until somebody else has a difference maker. Trevor Lawrence beat him his freshman year. Mm-hmm. Clemson had a great team. You got to have that dynamic player that can beat Alabama, and that's what's been – Johnny Manziel had an unbelievable game and beat them. It takes that type of performance to beat a Nick Saban Alabama team right now.
Is it JT Daniels a guy that can make that happen?
Oh, it's going to have the pieces around him. He's going to have to be able to have that ball distribution, that type of game. You got to have those guys, George Pickens. You got to have Arian Smith, a guy Georgia beat Alabama on, against a 10-300-meter guy. Darnell Washington, Georgia beat Alabama for him, 6'7" guy. Can those type of pieces, because you're not going to stop them enough. You got to get enough stops, and you got to outscore them in today's game. Certainly JT Daniels coming back. We'll see next year. But he's got to be able to have one of his best games, but he's got to have the pieces around him to do it.
Rusty Mansell, 24/7 Sports, joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Rusty, I went to your site and did the whole breakdown of the last 10 years, ranked first and second, and it's your same cast of characters. But then in 18, Georgia ranks first. But to break it down, can you dummy it down for us in terms of what does that mean? That's likely 1 5-star, right, or a couple of 4 stars difference.
Yeah, you're talking about how the rankings finish up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the composite rankings is what the industry-wide, and that's an industry-wide average of ESPN, Rivals, and 24/7. We try to take the kind of the conflict of interest in. So somebody says somebody's a fan and got some kid bumped. So we use the industry-wide 24/7 sport composite. And it's usually a 5-star where they're located in the top 100 rankings. So if there's a kid, 43rd, there's a kid 29th, there's a little bit more points there for that. So, it gets down to those types of things. But in the end, it's about fitting needs and getting those guys. But you go back and look at that 2018 class for Georgia, which was really special. But you look, Justin Fields transferred out, Cade Mays transferred out, Britton Cox transferred out, Luke Ford transferred out. So they took a little bit of hit with those types of deals. So not only is it signing them, you got to keep those guys. And today's world with this portal, it's a game changer for everybody. Be interesting to see. Roster management is the new word in college football, and the team that does that the best is going to be the most successful.
All right, following up with that then, if you can take us behind the curtain in Athens, Kirby and company and OC here and DC there, do they sit down and they go, why not us? What are we doing wrong? Because it just seems like, what do you got to do extra to get to the point of Alabama? And I also probably could ask you about Ohio State and Clemson and the rest of these down the line, but specifically Georgia.
Georgia, you look at Georgia, and, I get this question a lot, and it's really, it boils down to, Sanders, a great point, it boils down to one thing. They got to be Alabama. Everybody, with Georgia fans, you talk about the 2017 game, the 2018 game. Georgia led both games with a minute left. You've got to find a way to finish those. Kirby Smart, year five, still learning. You look at Nick Saban, year five, he was 6-6 at Michigan State. So you look at Georgia as a whole, okay? They're a top-10 team. 4 years in a row, they're a top-10 team under Kirby Smart. The only other time that's ever happened were, quote-unquote, the glory days for Georgia, 80, 81, 82, and 83. So right now, Georgia fans are at a point where they're pissed off because they finished seventh. They're pissed off because they're seventh. And that's what Kirby Smart has done. You've got him to this point. He's got to take the next step, and it's got to start at quarterback play. We could talk a million hours about the quarterback room in Georgia and some of the things that happened. End of the day, that discussion's over. Jake Fromm didn't beat Alabama. Justin Fields didn't beat Alabama. Those questions are put to the side now. It's what can Georgia do to beat that team and to move forward? Because if you can beat Alabama, you can win it all in college football, obviously, but Georgia has to take that, and they've won the East. They've won the Rose Bowl. They've won Sugar Bowls. They've done everything. If you're a Georgia fan, it's simply one thing. You've got to find a way to beat Alabama, and then you can win it all.
Rusty, you talk about roster management, a very intriguing story for me personally, and then obviously Georgia, Tyreek Stevenson.
Sure.
The Miami Herald had something about a week and a half ago that he was potentially going to hit the portal and that there was a certain team interested. Does this bring up tampering? Like, can this be something that's an NCAA investigation?
I'm sure everybody's getting hit with tampering on all these players. I mean, at the end of the day, what is I actually reached out to a guy, not at Georgia, but a guy that's going to transfer to another school, and I asked his coach, his high school coach, that's where the deal's going down. I mean, the quote-unquote deals. The schools reach out to that high school and coach say, hey, if so-and-so leaves, you let him know he's got a spot. So is there tampering somewhere? Sure there's tampering. I mean, I'm not singling out one school. I'm sure most of them are doing it in some way, some form. But how the NCAA controls that. But the really good players that go in, they know where they're going the day they go into the portal. Or they got a great idea where they're going. Tyreek Stevenson, I have a feeling he's going to end up in Miami. A lot of people tell me, close to him that he wanted to be closer to home. He had somebody in his family that wanted him closer to home, and that's understandable. He was going to be a starter at Georgia, a top-five team, going to open up with Clemson, everything. But at the end of the day, if he wants to go closer to home, he's got the opportunity now in the portal, and it's going to be a game-changer for a lot of people. You look at Big Cat Bryant, who left Auburn. He was probably one of their best defensive players. Returning starter, a new staff, fresh start, and you know, he's going to leave. So those are the types of things that everybody is dealing with, and can they replace those type of guys? Because Georgia needs defensive backs. If there's any question going into this season, every Georgia fan knows defensive backfield is where they've got big-time questions. Everywhere else, the boxes are checked. Those defensive backs, oh, by the way, they open up with Clemson first game.
Just another minute with Rusty Manziel, 24/7 Sports. I was asked yesterday by these guys, Ja'Marr Chase or Devontae Smith. Do you have a quick response to that one? Then I want to ask you about the Devontae Smith, you know, being committed to Georgia and how that all went, how he ended up at Bama.
You know, those two guys, I call those private school rankings because their kids are going to go to private school. It doesn't matter, you know, what color Porsche do you want? You want a red one or a black one, whatever. Those two guys are difference makers. I mean, they make your team immediately better. Devontae Smith, if Devontae Smith walked into your office right now and sat down with you guys, you would be shocked how small he is.
Mm-hmm.
He is so strong. His hands, his burst, everything about him, the person he is, makes him different. You can see Nick Saban talk about him.
Right.
And I thought it was interesting yesterday. Nick Saban said he got a second-round grade, almost came out. Didn't come out. Now he's going to be a top-10 pick, made millions of dollars on that decision, won the Heisman, future, all that kind of stuff. Here was the deal with him. He committed to Georgia. He was very, very close to a UGA staffer from his hometown, Sam Petito, who was an off-the-field film guy at Georgia, helped in recruiting office. Jeremy Pruitt brought him with him to Georgia. Alabama comes in and hires Sam Petito. It probably took a month later, and Devontae Smith was decommitted to Georgia.
Crazy.
So, and he's still there. Coach Petito is still there. He's one of the main film guys for them. He was from that hometown. He's one of the high school coaches down there. And it wasn't like a handler deal. Coach Petito was wanted for what he was doing and still does a great job. But he had an early connection with two guys, Shy Carter and Devontae Smith. And Alabama wound up getting both of them, and they got a Heisman out of Devontae Smith.
Rusty, awesome information as always. We'll definitely catch up with you because we got a National Signing Day sort of coming up again here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But great stuff as always.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.